Okay, the boys say we're starting a brand new Masechta. Masechta's Avodah Zarah. Mazel Tov, Baruch Hashem. And the Mishnah begins Lefnei Idayan. The word Idayan in this connection means holidays. Exactly what's the etymology of the word Idayan? We're going to have a machloikis in the Gemara. We will see in Yetz Hashem shortly. But it's specifically referring to secular holidays, and not just secular, but religious holidays for the Oivdei Koychovim. Oivdei Koychovim means idolaters.
People. So not non-denominational holidays.
Exactly right. We're not talking about Juneteenth or something like that. Okay. So, Lefnei Idayin Shel Oivdei Koychovim, prior to those holidays of the idolaters, those that worship Avodah Zarah, Shloishi Yomim, for 3 days, Asur Loseis V'Loseis Imayim. You're not allowed to do any business with them. Not only not can you not do business, you cannot lahashilon folish oil mehen, to go and lend them or borrow from them, lahalvoisam velilvois mehen, to lend them and borrow from them. What's the difference between she'ela and halvoa? L'chayr, these are synonymous terms.
Kelim and mamon.
So Rashi at the top tells us that she'ela means something that you want to get back be'en. You gave it and you want to get it back. When it comes to money, you want to give the money, but you do not want necessarily the exact same green dollars that you lent. Of course, if you look at the Rashi on the second line, she'ela b'midi d'hoder b'en, the word she'ela is used when you're talking about something that you want to get back, the intact, kigoyin behema b'kelim, it doesn't have to be dafka kelim, it could be animals. I lend somebody my shor, or my seh, or whatever, as well as any type of kelim. So I want to get those back. Tichsiv ki yishal ish me'imriyehu. So that's the Lashon She'elam. Milva b'midid loy hoda be'en. You don't get back the same dollar bills that you gave as a loan. Ki goin mois, like money. Tichsiv im kesef talve esami. So you see the word halva is used in connection with money. The milva loy tzon it. No, nobody borrows money to be able to go and give back those exact dollar bills. You use it, and hopefully you give back other dollar bills. He gives him other monies. So therefore, she'ela and halva, although they are similar, but they are not the same. Continuing right in the Mishnah, so you cannot do business with them. You cannot lend, you cannot borrow, cannot lend, you cannot borrow. Lefoiron, to go and pay off debts. Lefroyim mehen, or have them pay you debts. In other words, if you owe them money, don't go and pay off the debt within 3 days before the holiday. And if they owe you a debt, don't let them pay you 3 days before a holiday. And the question is, why? What's the problem of doing business and lending and borrowing and paying? What's the problem? So Rashi says on the second line, the kulu, all of the foregoing, is mishum de'ozel u'moide la'avoides koichom b'yoyim edoy. He is so happy about this transaction that took place within the 3 days prior to the holiday, that we're afraid that on the holiday he's going to go into his base Avodah Zarah, and he's going to go over the Pa'ar, or the Marculius, or the Baal, or whatever Avodah Zarah he worships, and he's going to say, thank you, my God, for giving me this wonderful occasion, wonderful transaction within the last few days. Now you're wondering, why is it such a wonderful thing to go and pay out on a debt? You're losing cash, you're taking cash out of your pocket. So Rabbi Yehuda Oimer Nifroi Mehen, Mnesha Meitzer Hulai. Rabbi Yehuda, in fact, disagrees. He says, on all the foregoing, I understand that this idolater may have a big grin and big smile on his face. Oh, I did this deal and I'm so happy. I lent money, I borrowed money, this, that, and the other thing. But to go and pay out on a debt, you know, that's money out of your pocket or money out of your bank account. So if anything, Meitzer Huloi, he's upset about that. And therefore, there's no reason why you cannot go and have him pay within the 3 days before the holiday. He's not going to go and thank his God. He's going to be upset. Perhaps he'll curse his God and say, huh, I had to pay out all this money to the Jew. I'm upset about it. So what does the Tanna Kamma hold? Omer Loi, Chum said, Avol Pi Shemeitzer Hu, even though he's now upset, Achshav, at the moment that he's paying out the money, Sameach Hu Li Acher Zman, however, he's going to be happy subsequently. When is that subsequently? Says Rashi, L'mocha, the next day. It's painful to have to go write out a check and pay off your debts. However, the next morning he wakes up and says, Baruch Hashem. And he doesn't Baruch Hashem, it's an idolater. But whoever he says, Baruch to his whatever God, thank you Baal, thank you Marcullius, thank you the Pa'or. In honor of you, Pa'or, I'm going to go to the bathroom twice today. I'm going to be so happy that you and I no longer have this debt owing to that Jew.
So we see that is applicable even to Avodah Zarah.
I don't think it's Al Tzlif Ne'iver.
What would be the reason that, what do I care if he's Sameach and he goes and worships his...
Sameach is not a problem. The Goy should be happy. Yeah,
no, but he's going to worship his... Well, not my business. That's question number one. Number two, it's a Gormo. Gormo in the Torah is Potter Le'Divrei Hakol. So in this case, on what are we basing the prohibition?
The Torah says also, V'shem Lechem Acherim Lo Yisaskiru Lo Yishoma Al Picha. Gemara learns from that you should not do a deal with a goy where it may turn out in a year from now, if you have a dispute, that the goy is going to go into the secular courts and he's going to make a shvua in the name of his God that whatever he did was proper. So even though you didn't do it yourself, it was only a grumma, as you say, but shame alehim achirim lo yisaskiru lo yishoma al picha, they are not supposed to be mentioned, not only by you. For instance, many people are makbin not to go and say the name of Oiseo Ish. Whether it's the first name is a little bit easier because that's already a fairly common name among the goyim. But the family name starting with a C, many, many people are very makbin not to say that word because of that pasuk.
They
talk about Yoshka and this, that, and the other thing. But the point is, if you're going to go and make them so happy that they're going to go and worship the Avodah Zarah with more intensity and say, "Oh, thank you, God," so then you are aiding and abetting.
So it's not the Gavra that we're worried about. It's, as it were, not the Chesed, but the Dibur. It's a Gavra Dibur type thing. It's the Dibur, the utterance of that we're objecting to, not the Gavra that.
It's not so much you're objecting to, but you do not want to have that happen as a result of my actions. Otherwise, the idolater would go into his church on that day and he'd either have a frown or a smile, but it would have nothing to do with me. However, if I have enabled it and facilitated it by giving him a nice deal, and he goes home and he's so happy, and then on the holiday he thanks his God, so I have now been an implementer, a facilitator, an aider and abettor to his serving of Avodah Zarah. But now the question is, how come we don't have this issue today? After all, did you hear today that anybody's makbid that for 3 days before Kratzmach or before Juneteenth or before any one of the... Okay, Juneteenth is not a religious holiday.
Yet.
But yet, okay. Did you hear anybody being concerned about that?
Yes.
You did, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Juneteenth?
Well, we tried, no, we had Juneteenth.
About Kratzmach.
We tried to give the tips before.
Right.
Very good. Okay. So there are people that are not so makbid. Why are they not makbid? So for that, we have a lot of discussion among the Rishonim. And the first one here on the page is the third Toisvis. Also, loses for loses imahem. What's the reason? Pirush HaKuntri says, Rashi Mishim de'ozel b'yoyim edoy, on the day of the holiday, he's going to be moed l'avodis gechavim. B'toich l'shoinim mashma sh'ratzaloymer af mimekach u'memker. One should refrain even from doing any business back and forth. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Losses v'losses imam. Sounds like both sales and purchases. Let's focus on that shortly. But in the meantime, v'kosha al ma'samchu oilam losses v'losses b'yom eid. Not only 3 days before, but even on the day itself, people will go and buy and sell. If he happens to be a grocer, if he has a store open, whatever, people go and buy and do business with him. The losses v'losses b'yom eid hoy voides chachom imahem. And then he goes off a little bit on a tangent. What's the reason why we don't have that hakpada today? Why is there no such thing? Other than Brother Shai that says he's very makbid not to give the tips right before Kratzmach. I understand. I also do the same thing. I give it during Hanukkah week. It's a Hanukkah present, not a Kratzmach present. Yeah, exactly right. So there are people, but it's not an ironclad rule of the 3 days like we have here in the Mishnah. So Tosis comes up with three answers. First, Teretz is the Kach Nira. If you see that there in the Toisis, in parentheses, you have the common Zion Amid Beis at the end of the line. and then the next one in parentheses is Shom Dalit Daf Vov Omid Beis. So smack in the middle, Toysi says the Kachnira. That's about 10 lines before the wide lines. The Kachnira, the Shori Mishum Eva. Eva means Mishum Sina. We don't want it to go and be Chas V'Shalom any
antagonism.
We don't want to incite them. We don't want to get into trouble with them. Because if there's Eva, we know what anti-Semitism is all about. So we want to live relatively friendly lives with our neighbors. And we don't want to go and cause enmity and sinna and problems. So we don't want them to say, oh, you see, oh, it's 3 days before our holidays. All of a sudden, the Jews have nothing to do with us. They don't want to talk to us. They don't want to do business with us. We don't want there to be Eva concerns. That's reason number one. Now, Tosis gives a second reason. Now we go all the way down to the first wide line, last word on the line, Lekach. And then we start the next line, Lekach Nira. That's the beginning of the second wide line, all the way down. Lekach Nira, de tama heter mishum de akum shebeinenu, kim lon begavayu, dele pochu lavoides kechavim. We know that our local neighbors, now this is not said today, this is said already times of Toysis, which is about 800, 900 years ago, right? Toysis lived around the year 1100, 1200. Of course, it was a span of about 100 years, 200 years for the Balei Toysis. But anyway, so already the Akum Beinenu, can you imagine what they would say about the Akum today? Look at this huge church across the street. They never have a minyan the whole week. And on Sunday, maybe they have eight people coming in or whatever. But the point is, the only time they have a minyan is when they have a levaya. No? Isn't that you have? Okay, anyway, the kachnir, the tama hetem, shem de akim, shemeinenu, the local, oivdei kechovim, kimle megavai. We know the lepochla, but they don't really go. They don't go to mass, they don't go to church. And if they go, they kind of just sit there and they smile, but they don't really go and worship a void. And they're not real Avodah Zorah worshippers, so then we're not causing the name of their God to be
basically said. They are monotheists. Basically, it's just for us, it's Avodah Zorah, but for
isn't there a machlokes if Christianity is
yes, there is a major machlokes about
if
that as well.
Christianity is Avodah Zorah,
right?
Ramban says, I believe, no, it's not, and Ramban
but
says,
Jewish it is.
Right.
That itself is a big, big machlokes. But that's off the table. Even if you say that it is a avodah zarah, you're saying that they don't really worship. They go through the, you know, they go through
orthodox.
The routine. They're not orthodox.
The
right.
Pochu,
except the Greek orthodox.
No, pochu means they don't bow down.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. So it means they don't worship. It's
pochu
not. Pochu
means praise, and we use it as praise.
Yeah, it has a broader and
pochu
a more liberal.
Okay.
You can have two definitions. And finally, if you go down to Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam is the sixth line. we're talking about things that can be used for avodah zarah. He talks about yolif neiver. Anyway, the point is, Rabbeinu Tam says this whole loss of belosim imoyim is only talking about selling to them, supplying them with animals, so they can bring it for a takrovis. Takrovis means a sacrifice. Or to go and sell them wine or shemen that they could go and use for nisuch, for libations on top of their altars and things of that nature. But to go and sell them tissue boxes, especially since we have two on the head table here, that you're allowed to go and sell them. And you're allowed to go and sell them plastic cups. Other things are not problematic. It's only avodah zarah related things. That's where we have a concern.
My father was in the retail business.
Mm-hmm. Father or grandfather?
Father.
Mm-hmm.
And around the December period of time was the most, you know, that the
most
cash register
right.
was overflowing. Right. And they had to make sometimes deposit twice. And
good
know,
problems,
yeah. Yeah. It was a good thing for the Jewish people.
I can imagine. If you were... our good friend Rebelli Abril, who used to down with us for many years, he used to be in the wig business, and he would tell us that the best time of the year was always before Halloween. Everybody would go and buy, all different types of wigs, big ones and small ones and the scary ones and this one. It comes out for the costume parties and things of that nature. Anyway.
It's based on a Catholic holiday.
I'm sure
yeah.
it's based on,
yeah,
but
sure,
today.
Sure.
But today it's basically.
It's rooted in.
I'm sure it's
All Saints Day. All
right, exactly. Right, right. It's before. Every day in their calendar is named for a different saint.
Yeah.
And on November 1st, all of them are remembered. So on the eve of that, the eve of All Saints Day, That's why in Mexico they all go to the cemeteries, the Day of the Dead, to go and have
raise
ancestors.
The spirits.
You know that from Portugal, from Brazil.
Right, right.
Well, now you know why we're learning all about Avodah Zarah. We're learning lots and lots of things beyond the four corners of the Gemara. Shkoyach for that education. Anyway, so bottom line is... Yes.
And at the end of the Tosfot, they say the issue of lending money comes up, and it's referred to the Shkarai, and which Tosfot translates as into Old French as offrir, which is offering.
Oh, very good, offering. Get it.
Yes. Offering.
Offering, see the last two lines of Tosfot.
And Rabbi Chaim says it's okay, even then it's okay.
Ah, okay. Shkoyach for sharing that with us. Also, bear in mind that the beginning of the Tosfos said, we're going to get back to it. Tosfos said it's mashu from Rashi, shatzaloyma af mi mekach umemker, that's also prohibited 3 days, which means any types of sales and purchases. However, the Rashi on Yud Beis Amud Beis says the only problem is selling to them and not buying from them. Rashi says, it's Rashi diramasla she'en mutaris. That Rashi begins about 10 lines before the wide lines.
Yeah, it's both.
They go into the middle of the Rashi, which is about 4 lines before. The imishim, the noisim, and noisim, b'yoyim edam, in terms of noisim, and noisim. Hani mil the zvuni lehu, to sell them. Dilma mazben le behema, v'ozul makrav lo, levoyitz kechovim. That's like the Rebbeinu Tam, that he's going to use if it's a krivis. Inami derech lekeach liyoy sameach, v'ozul umoydi. Someone who buys, he's happy. To buy from them, that's permitted. Shari, a regular moicher is upset. What Rashi is telling us is, we're presumably not talking about someone like Brother Shai's father who was in retail, and that's his business. He wants to sell as much as he can. We're talking about people that are selling things which they have a sentimental attachment to. But they need to sell it because they have to live, they have to raise funds for their family to go and buy food and buy clothing and pay the rent and etc., etc. So therefore what Rashi is telling us is, the real simcha that a person has is when he buys. Because when he buys, then he increases all the nechasim that he has, and then he or she can go and show her friends, oh, you see, I got this and I got that, I got to do this, oh, it looks so nice, and blah, 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 blah. Where can I get it? Can I order it on Amazon? Can I go and get it from this, etc.? So buying is a big, big thing. But to go and sell something, what do you get instead? You get money. Money is fungible. You're going to go and spend it today, tomorrow, there won't be any money left, and then you're not going to have that neches, that possession that you have that you sold. So therefore, when it says in the Mishnah, Mekach Umemker, it doesn't really mean buying and selling. It just means that you cannot go and sell them anything 3 days before, but buying, you're allowed to buy. So Lamaisa, we have a machloikis about the buying and the selling.
Rashi says on the Anyud Beis on Beis, but Yom Eidam, just on that day, not 3 days.
The reason why Rashi, because that's what the Gemara is talking about.
Okay, okay.
But the same thing applies over here as well. Notice that Rashi, here in our Toises, getting back to on the fourth line, where it says Shavatzaloimar, and you have that asterisk. That asterisk, of course, is a famous
Gilead.
And it says, the last tickle, I in the command of Yud Beis, Omid Beis, and also look in the Toises over there as well. Anyway, getting back to our Gemara now. Zokti Gemara. Rab Ushmuel. First, we're going to have a machloikis about the spelling of the word Idei. Do you spell it with an Aleph, or do you spell it with an Ayin, as the Pharisees say? Chatoni idei v'chatoni idei. Mandatoni idei lo mishtabish. Mandatoni idei lo mishtabish. Whether you write it with an aleph or an ayin, you're not making a mistake because both of them are acceptable versions. Where do these words come from? Mandatoni idei lo mishtabish. Tachsid kikorav yoim edam v'chosh asidois lomar. That's a pasuk in Ha'azinu, and our Gemara is learning that this is referring to the goyim, to the Gentiles. The word edam in this pasuk, in the Targum Lashon, means Tavrehain. Tavrehain means that they will be, from the Lashon Shvira, a day of destruction. So therefore, what Hargimor, what the Mishnah is doing is, it's borrowing a term from the Torah, which has a negativity attached to it. It can't be much more negative than saying, Yom Edom, the day of their destruction. What does it mean? So there are now two ways of understanding. One pshat is that what we are doing is Beloshin Sagi Nohar. We don't want to talk about their holidays as being holidays or holy days, because in our religion, they're not holidays or holy days at all. In fact, on those days, they go into church and they probably say some very nice things about the Jews and what their faith should be. And
or get that. Drunk. And
exactly, and then cause all different types of
pogroms
and crimes and things of that nature. So therefore, we're trying to use a negative term, so we don't call it a holiday, holy day, but rather we refer to Idean, which really means the day of destruction. That's one way of understanding. Another way of understanding is that since the Oyvdei Chachamim over the years have not been very nice to us, so we're hoping that their days will be not Nepach miyogon lesimcha, but miSimcha liyogon, from happy days to unfortunate days, because when the day will finally come, the final reckoning of what the Goyim have done to us over the years. Anyway, so that's the Aleph. The Yesh, the Toni Eidayan, was Shaloshin of Eidus. Eidus, of course, of testimony. Ultalay Mishdabit, the Chassidus says in the Pasuk, Yitnu Eidayan v'yitztaku. Where is this Pasuk? This is a Pasuk in Yeshaya. The Gemara is going to talk about this at some length. Kol HaGoyim Nikbetri Yachtov, all the nations collect together, v'yayosful li'umim, sounds like just synonymous terms, and the nations will get together, but we'll see in a moment that there's a distinction between the two. Mi vahem yagid zois, who will be able to go and talk about this? We'll see what that means. Rishonis yashmi unu, yitnu eideyem v'yitztaku. What does that mean? So the Gemara is going to say shortly that this pasuk is referring to the Asid Lavai, times of Goig u'Mogoi, the coming of Mashiach, the coming of the future years of Mi'at Hashem, the Olam Haba. And at that time, Hashem is going to make a final reckoning with all the Goyim as well as with the Jews. And at that time, we're going to have the Goyim send up their Edom, their witnesses, the Yitzhaku, to go and acquit them, or at least go and say favorable things about them. Now, who are those witnesses? So Rashi says that the Pasuk is meant somewhat rhetorically, and we look at the Oyvdei Chachamim and we say, are your idols are going to come and stand up and say Eidus on your behalf about how good you guys were over the years? If you look at the Rashi, Yitnu Eidayim V'Yitztaku, it's about 10 lines from the top of the Amud. So it's Rashi, Hashlis Okadaita, at this point in the Gemara, we understand the Oivdei Chachamim, that Pasuk is talking about the Oivdei Chachamim. V'Tmui Metama, and the Pasuk is asking rhetorically to the Goyim, Yitnu Oivdei Chachamim Eidayim. Who are the Edom on behalf of the Oivdei Chachamim? Yevoyu Avoidos Chachamim. That means the idols themselves, the God themselves, She'ovdu, that they worshipped. Are they going to come, Yidu Aleihem V'Yatzdikum, that they're going to go and say Edus about them and say, what nice guys these Goyim were. Come on, give me a break. So therefore, since it uses a reference to the Goyim, or to the Avodah Zarah, being Eidayim, that they are the Eidim, they're going to be the witnesses. So therefore, Lefnei Eidayim, in front of these religious holidays of theirs, we refer to it with an I. Zokibar, Uman the Tani Eidayim, my time will like Tani Eidayim, the one that says with an Aleph, why doesn't he like the Ayin? Amalach Tavra Adif, I'd rather talk about that this day may be the day when they are broken, when they are destroyed, because of the bad things that they've done. Umadi Tani Eden, those that write with an ayin, my time will Tani Eden, why don't they write with an aleph? Amalach, mat kodgorim lahu tavra, what is going to cause their ultimate shvira, their ultimate destruction? Eidus she'idu ba'atzman, the eidus that they're going to say about themselves. What eidus are they going to say about themselves? As we'll see in the Gemara shortly, and Rashi says already now, this is no longer Eidus that is said by their gods, but they themselves, the Asad Lavai, are going to go and say that we worshipped Avodah Zarah, and they did not worship our Almighty God. Hilkach, Eidus Adifa, since the Eidus is the gorein to their Tavra, to their ultimate destruction, that's the reason why we rather talk about the Eidus, because that's the first step in that process. Frank Timura, Bahayinu Eidayim, V'Yitztaku, Ba'ayvdik Chavim Ksiv, everything that we've said so far about that pasuk, Yitnu Eidayim V'Yitztaku, is either the Avodah Zarah are going to be meyid, they're going to testify, or the idolaters themselves are going to testify. Freitim Arhab Yisrael Ksiv. Isn't that pasuk talking about Klal Yisrael? The Amr Pshuman lady. Kol Mitzvah She Yisrael Oysim Oilam Azeh. Ayid does a mitzvah on this world. Ba'ois Umeid Oislam Lo'ilam Abba. Those mitzvahs stand up and they are the Eidim in Oilam Haba, about the righteousness and the kiyum hamitzvus of the yidin shenemar yitnu edayim v'yitzdaku elu yisrael. This is talking about the edus is going to be said by the mitzvahs about those that have performed the mitzvahs. That is Yisrael. So it's not talking about the goyim, it's talking about the yin. The Gemara now tells us the rest of the pasuk right after those words of Yidnu Edeim Yitztaku, the Yishmu'u, the Yoimru Emes. Who are the Yishmu of Yoimru Emes? Eilu Evdechavan, those are going to be our neighbors, the idolaters, who are going to nod with their heads and say, yo, yo, yo. It's true that the Yidin Taka did a lot of mitzvahs. Look what they have today. Look who has Bikacholim societies, who has Hatzalah, who has Shoimrim, who has so many different ways of doing Chesed one with the other. Taimchi Shabbos, Noyim Shabbos, etc., etc. If you find this among the Ovdei Kachavim, Gunish. So they are going to stand up and say, yeah, Klal Yisrael Tzadik did all of those mitzvahs. So bottom line is, and then the Pasuk, Yitnu Edeim is not referring to the Ovdei Kachavim. So we're back to square one. Why did it say in the Mishnah, Lefnei Edeim, with an ayin, according to those that learn it with an ayin? Elam Ogun Abrin Abishua, Mandi Om Edeim, Mei Hacha. I have a brand new Pasuk, not the Pasuk that we had until now, another Pasuk in Yeshaya. Yoitzre Pesel Kulam Toyu V'chamudeyem. Bal Yo'ilu Ve'edeyem Hema. What does that mean? Yoitzre Pesel are those that create, manufacture the psilim, which means the idols, the Avodah Zarah. Kulam Toyu, all of them are empty. The Chamudeyim, that they desire, from Lashon Le'isach Moed, they desire to go and worship these Avodah Zarahs. Bal Yo'ilu, these Avodah Zarahs are not going to help them for one second. Ve'edeyem Hema, what is Edeyem Hema? That eventually the Avodah Chacham itself will come and be made about those that serve them and say, we didn't help you, and you guys followed us and you worshipped us anyway. So loss of love, but they're going to go and tell that Edus, and then that's going to spell the verdict of their own ultimate destruction. So since, okay, so with this we have concluded the two different versions of Yidayim with an Aleph, Yidayim with an Ayin. From here we're going to go into lengthy Agadah to talking about loss of love and what's going to happen. In Dorish of Chanina Bar Pop, we say Reb Simloi, loss of love, maybe Kodesh Baruch Hu Sefer Torah, is going to take a Sefer Torah and put it on his lap, on his bosom. Where do we know that he's going to take a Sefer Torah? The Gemara is going to tell us on the Amud Beis, based on a Pasuk. And what is he going to say? The Omer. L'misha Osik Ba Yavoi V'yitol Schorei. Whoever was Osik in Torah, or at least helped and facilitated the learning of Torah, should come, because we're going to give out now the Schar. Who do you think comes online first? B'yad Miskabtsin Aboyin Oivdei Kachom B'Revuvia. All of the Umas HaOlam come together, all mixed up, and they say, we want to get schar for the learning of Torah. And of course, they don't learn Torah. So how are they going to get schar? We'll see on the Amud Beis what their svaris are, what their positions are. Shenem, it says in the Pasuk, now this is the same Pasuk that we've been quoting, Kol HaGoyim Nikvitzu Yachdav. All of the nations will get together as one and say, yeah, 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 you're giving out schar for Limud HaTorah, we're here. The Lashon of Nikbetzu Yachtav sounds that everybody is mixed in together as a big melting pot. No, don't do that. Every nation should come in separately with its Soifrim. What means Soifrim, says Rashi? With its Chachamim, with its scholars. How do I know that this is what Hashem tells them? Shenemar. Because right after those initial words, which we just quoted, you don't have to go back to the Amud Aleph, because the Torah Or repeats it again here at the top, Kol HaGoyim Nikbetzu Yachdav, initially they come together, B'Irvuvia, and then Hashem Yisbarach said, no, split up, and then B'Yosfu L'Umim. So in fact, at that time they split up into different L'Umim. What's the definition of L'Umim? The L'Umim, Ella Malchus. That means a different kingdom, a different nation. Shalem it says in the Pasuk, what is this referring to? This is referring to when Rivka Imenu was complaining of terrible, terrible labor pains. So Kodesh Baruch Hu said, you have nothing to worry about. Two nations. Of course, we know those two nations became Yaakov and Esav. So therefore, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, split up into different Lu'umim, different Malchus, and that's what they did. Frek Dimara. Why does the Hashem Yisbarach care? Does the Kodesh Baruch Hu get confused when all the nations are mixed up together? Says Rashi, don't we have that famous pasuk that kulam niskorim beskira achas? it comes Judgment Day. There could be a million people, and with one look at all 1 million people, Kadosh Baruch Hu can go and decide their fate in 1 second. Shenemar Hayoitzer Yachad Libam Hamevin Al Kol Maaseyim, a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. And so therefore, we know when it comes on Rosh Hashanah, that Kol, everybody passes by Kibnei Moroin on a single file, and Kadosh Baruch Hu within seconds, within minutes, decides the fate of everybody. So who cares? Yobir Vuvia, Nishbir Vuvia. So Gemara Ella Ki Heched Lirvavu Inhu Bahadi Adadi. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a problem. But Hashem wants to do a favor to these nations that they shouldn't get mixed up in their tainus, in their argument. So that they can hear what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is responding to their arguments and then try to come up with counter-arguments. So Hashem wants to help out in their defense, so to speak. Okay, so bottom line is, Hashem has said, I have the Sefer Torah, whoever was Mekayim this Torah, come and stand on line. First the Romans come, the Holy Roman Empire, they come first on line. My time, what's the reason why? Mishum de Chashiva, because they're Choshev. Frey Timura, whom you know the Chashiva, where do you take it from that they are Choshev? The Chashiva says, Naposik in Daniel. Now these words on the surface like look like they're very easy, but they're all Aramaic. So if you look at the third, the three in the Torah are, Shdeita Bamsof in the Pasik, the Seichul Kol Ara Usidushina, the Sadikina. What does that mean? The Seichul Kol Ara means that this nation is going to consume and devour the entire land. In other words, they're going to try to take over the whole world, the Roman Empire. And Usidushina, and they're going to trample on it, the Sidakena, and make it like from Lashon Dak, make it very, very thin, as if it's all going to crumble by their trampling on it. And so therefore, this is the first one that gives them their chashivas, and they're going to be first on line. And how do we know this is referring to Rome? Back in the Gemara, Amar Rav Yochanan, Zuroimi Chayeves. This is Roimi Chayeves. What's the Lashon Chayeves? Chayeves, of course, means that they're chayiv, but they're guilty, but guilty of what? So if you look at the top Toisvis, Roimi Chayeves, Meshim Dechsiv Behu, the Koru Lehem Gvul Risha, and Rasha Targum Chayava. So therefore, when you see the word Roimi Chayeves, it means the evil Romans, from Lashon Rishus. Aha. Shetiva Yotzev Chalo Oilam. What means Tiva? So Rashi says over here, Shema'a. Shema'a means that their name, their reputation is over the entire world. Yotzev Chalo Oilam. That's how Rashi learns it. The Marsha here in the back says that the word Tiva comes from the word Madbeah. That their Madbeah is accepted throughout the world, wherever you go. Maybe you can say Lahavdil, just like the U.S. dollar today. You can go and use that dollar in Russia and in China and in Japan and everywhere. However, here in New York, if somebody would give you some Japanese yen, or give you some EU, what is there?
Euros.
Euros. So a person, that's not the type of money I can use, you know. Please give me dollars. But dollars...
Crypto would work.
Crypto also works. I'm not sure what crypto is, but whatever it is, be careful. You shouldn't lose all your pants on the crypto. There's a lot of criminals in that crypto business, as you know. Anyway, but getting back to our Gemara, so therefore Tiva is either their reputation, their name, their Shema'a, reports about them, or their Matbeis, their money, Zatzbuchalayim. Zokti Mora, Uminolon, demand the Choshev Ayu Bereisha. Okay, so the Choshev. Who says that the Choshev should go first? Maybe should go last. Achon Achon Chobev. So maybe, who says the first? Kerav Chizid Yom Rav Chizid, Melech Betzibor, Melech Nichnas Tchila. When you have a king that has to go into the courtroom for a judgment, or you have the Tzibor, the Oilem, the nation, has to go in, who goes in first? Ledin, it's Melech Nichnas Tchila. How do I know? Shenem, it says in the Pasuk, Lasis Mishpat Avdoi, or Mishpat Amo Yisrael. So what's the right from that? Says Rashi, the Mishpat Avdoi in this Pasuk is referring to Shloim HaMelech. So first we have the Mishpat of the Melech, and after that, Amo Yisrael. Okay, so that's what it says in the Pasuk. But what's the reason? The time am I? We need Reb Shimon to be Dorish Tama Dekra. What's the reason why the Melech goes first? And the Gemara gives two reasons. The whole Oilam goes in for Mishpat, and the king sits there in the waiting room, and everybody passes the king. I'm waiting for my turn. The king should wait for his turn. The king is a king, he goes first. So therefore it's an embarrassment, it's an ishka derech eretz, that the melech should have to be sitting there by himself outside. Another reason, what does that mean? There shouldn't be too much divine fury. This explains Rashi. If the whole tzibur goes first, unfortunately among the tzibur there are some bad apples. And this bad apple did Ratzicha, and this one did Avodah Zarah, and this one did Kili Arayis, and this one did Gneiva, and this one did so and so. So after you get all of those reports and all of those bad things, Kadosh Baruch Hu is quite angry. Chevra, don't you read what it says in the Torah? Leisignav, leisinav, leitzirtach, etc., etc. And Chas V'Shalom doing all these terrible things. By the time the king then would have his next in line, Hashem Yisbarach Oliva could be very upset and very angry. And he might, instead of having a smile, would have a frown on his face. And therefore the king will lose out. So therefore we want the king to go first, Mikami, before the Leifish Harenaf, until there will be an accumulation of divine fury and anger against the sinners that sinned in Klai Yisrael. Okay, so bottom line is, we have now Roimi Chayeves, they go first. Omle Mekadosh Baruch Hu, B'mai Asatim. You're here because I announced whoever learned Torah, did Torah, should come online for their schar. So what did you do? Omle Fon of Ribbono Shel Olam. So now, we have to put it kind of in parentheses. It's not true that we didn't learn Gemara, we never attended the Daf Yomi. However, we did a lot of things to facilitate learning by Klal Yisrael. How was that? Harbi Shvokim Taknino, we made a lot of markets. Harbi Merchatzoy Sasino, we built a lot of bath houses. Harbi Kesev Vizav Hirbino, and we produced a lot of silver and gold. The Kulam Lo Yasino El Bishvil Yisrael, we only did it L'Shem Shemayim for Klal Yisrael, for the Yidolach. Kadesh Yisrael with Torah that they should be able to do and learn Torah. What is the connection between these three and learning Torah? So Rashi says, the reason why we made a lot of marketplaces, so the Yidden wouldn't have to go very far, but they could have a local shuk where they could make money. They can sell certain items, buy certain items, you know, like peddlers on the street. You ever go to these street fairs and they try to sell you all types of wonderful things at bargain prices. So we made all of these Yemei HaShuk and all these huge shvakim so that Klal Yisrael should make money quickly. You don't have to go and stand around for hours and hours and selling. Within a few minutes, one, two, three, so you can go back to the daf, go back to learning. That's as far as the shvakim. What about the kesev v'zav? We made so much kesev v'zav so that you should be able to be able to profit from the money. There's a lot of money circulating in society, and so everybody has a little piece of it. That'll make it easier again for the yidden to be able to go and use funds to buy and sell and to get clothing and to go and get food, and they'll be able to quickly be able to run back to learn. And finally, what about the merchets? That they shouldn't have to worry about cleansing themselves or doing physical types of stuff, because they'll have merchets easily available. They don't have to go out to the yam, to the rivers to go and cleanse themselves. Everything to be able to assist the yidden that they should be able to go and learn Torah as much as possible. Oh, so give us our schar. You think I don't know your real reason? You want to help out the Yidlach? You did this all for your own benefit. What is that? Toysi says, Kadosh Baruch Hu could simply have said the reason why you want these shvakim is you want to do business. Not that you want it to help the Yidden do business. But we want to be Megana, then we want to go and say, these guys are bad guys. Don't believe a word that they're saying. They made the shvakim so they should be able to have a lot of houses to house these zoinois, so that people should be able to go and be nehenna from the zoin, from this nus. Why did you do merchatzois? You didn't do it for the yidden, you did it for yourselves, to be able to go make yourselves nice and pretty and handsome, etc. Kesev zahav, you produce the kesev zahav shalihu. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, any kesev zahav that you have is on loan from me. And then the pasuk that we were kept on reading until now says, Vaita, mi bechem. Now, Agmar says mi bechem, or at least in the pasuk, mi bechem yagid zois. If you go back to the pasuk here on the right hand side, number one, kalagoyim nikbetsu yachtav. Initially, they came bear vuvia. Then, vi osvel umen, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, split up into different nations. And now, mi bechem yagid zois. What means mi bechem yagid zois? Says the Gemara, the inzois el Torah. The reference here, v'im hem yagazois, is referring to Torah. How do I know shenema v'zois a Torah shasam boishet miyad? And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu says that's the reason why I'm holding the sefer Torah now here on my lap, asking me v'hem yagazois, who can go and give a convincing argument that you should get schar for upholding and serving and assisting and facilitating the learning of Torah? nobody was able to give a good answer. V'yad yotzu b'achi nefesh. Unfortunately, they all had to leave now in despair. They were all very disappointed, hoping to get some schar, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu blew them away. Yotzes malchus raimi, v'nichlasa malchus paras achareah. Oh, our friends, the Persians in Iran. Now they're standing on line. My time, why did they come in line now? Deha chashiva basra, because they're now the second one in terms of chashivas. The real big chashiva people at that time, in the future, would be the Romans. But the second one in line are the Persians. How do I know? We know that they're number two. Now we go back to Daniel again. Va'aru. Va'aru, says Rashi, means hinei. Hinei, behold. Chiva acharoi. Chiva means a beast, a wild beast. Acharoi. Now, acharoi normally means afterwards. However, Rashi says acharoi means here acheres, another chaya. Tanina, who is second in line. Dami ledoiv, who is, looks similar to a doiv, to a bear. Now, what does that mean? B'toner of Yosef, Eilu Parsim, this is a reference. Doiv means paras, the Persians. She'oichlan v'shoisen kedoiv. They eat and they drink like bears. U'mesibolim basa kedoiv. And they're all full of flesh and hair, like the doivs, like the bears. U'megadlin seyar kedoiv. So the hair is on the megadlin seyar. Nothing happened, we're still friends. U'mesibolim basa kedoiv means that they are corpulent. They may be obese, like a large doiv that has lots of... lots of meat there. Megadlin seyar kedoiv, and they have a lot of hair. Vein la menucha kedoiv, and they don't have menucha. Rashi says that if you ever look at a bear, they're constantly walking back and forth. They never stay in one place. They're always anxious and always whatever that causes them to constantly walk back and forth. See, Rashi says doiv inli menucha elahoylech uba kolsha. They come to type walking, coming up. So therefore, the Persians are of the same ilk, the same type, and that's those are now the second ones in line. What did you do? In the fun of they say, Rabbi Nishaloylam, Harbe Gishorim Gosharnu. We made so many bridges. Harbe Krachim Kavashnu. We were Koivish. We conquered so many cities. Harbe Melchomas Asinu. And we conducted so many wars. We only did it for the Yidin. Can it just ask him a Torah that they should be able to go and learn Torah? So what are those three things? Gishorim, if they had to go and travel from one place to the other, if they would have to swim or take a sailboat, it would take a lot of time. Therefore, we made bridges. It goes much quicker, so they can go and return to the daf as soon as possible. Krachim kavashno. We were koibish a lot of cities, so they have a lot of places to live and to be able to prosper and to blossom. Oh, see, we're helping out the Eden. And as far as the Muhammad, we killed all the goyim so that the Eden should be able to learn Torah. Sounds just like what's going on nowadays, that the Iran wants to help us all learn Torah. That's why they're conducting this war. Come on, that's baloney. Kozman, Kol Masha, Sisu, everything you do, the Tzarech Atzvcha, but Sisu. To come to Mishorim, Lito Meha Mechas. You want to be able to go and collect the Mechas, the duty, the toll, when people pass over the bridge. Karachim Latzvim Anagaria. You want to go and have lots of manpower for civil servants, both to help in the government and to help in militarily. After all, the army needs soldiers. So, if you have more cities at your Kaivish, you draft all of them, you conscript all of them to join the army. Melchamis, you went to the Melchamis and yes, Sisi, I'm the one that's in charge of Melchamis. Shenem Hashem ish Melchama. So therefore, don't tell me that you do wars. Anything having to do with wars, I am in charge, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the first bracha of Kriyishma, we say, Ki hu levad leimurim v'kodesh poel gevuris, O Yisrael Chadoshes Ba'al Melchomis. Ki hu levadoi Ba'al Melchomis. Any war that happens, we think that the Israelis, the Iranians, the Hamas, and the Hezbollah, Russia, Ukraine, Hashem is the one in charge of all Melchomis. On both sides, he's in charge. Oy Bezoi, continuing on the pasuk, Klum Yesh Bechem Magetzois, Klum Yesh Bechem Magetzois, Shenem Ami Bechem Yagetzois. Who is going to be able to go and say that he had some relationship to the Torah of Ein Zois El HaTorah? Shenem Zois HaTorah Shem Moshe. Unfortunately, nobody was able to come up with a defense or a good position why they are deserving of any credit. Mi'ad Yotzum L'fan of Epachin Nefesh, just like the Romans, they all left after that again in despair that they didn't get any schar for all the wonderful things that they've been doing over the years. Zok Yomar B'vchim Mi'ach Ardechozes Malchus Paras. After all, the Persians are not stupid. If they saw that the Romans came and went, and they didn't get any schar, they didn't get even lollipops, gunished, so my time either, why did they go in number two? They should have just thrown up their hands and said, It's a waste of time. So Gemara, Amri, they said to themselves, Inus, Asri Beis Hamikdash. The Romans are bad because they're the ones that destroyed the Beis Hamikdash. Fanan Benina, but however, when we were in charge, Koresh, known in English as Cyrus, he helped the Yidden in building the second Beis Hamikdash. So we thought that maybe we'd get some credit. And that's the reason why we stood online. Unfortunately, we got no credit and we had to leave B'Pachin Nefesh. Not only did the Romans and the Persians stand in line, but after that, the other Umas HaOlam also stood in line to go and get some schar, and of course they all left quite disappointed. Same question that we asked on the Persians. Why did the other Umays now stand in line? They saw that the Romans got nothing. They saw the Persians got nothing. So my time, Eili, so what are they standing in line? What are they wasting the time for? So Gemara Savri Hanach Ishtabdu b'Yisrael Vanan Lishabanu b'Yisrael. They figured that unfortunately in earlier years they were Meshabed. They were the ones that unfortunately caused tzaris for us. If you like the English, we have the English
word. I don't like English. You know
okay.
Why? They weren't good. They caused all the problems. They wouldn't let our people in.
Partition.
Very good.
Right?
Very good. Beautiful. Shkoyach. Thank you for sharing that. Anyway, that's why we're learning Avodah Zarah, to know about the relationships. Yeah. Getting back to Agamar now. So they were Meshabin, means they put us in with pogroms and
oppressed us.
And oppressed us, exactly. Thank you. Vanan. And the other Umas HaOlam, they're acting like they're innocent beings. We never oppressed Klal Yisrael. And so therefore we figured maybe we'll get some schar after all. Okay. Zoktibar. Maishna hani de chashivi, maishna hani de loy chashivi lehu. Now here that we're not talking about chashivas, because we already said about chashivas before. The Romans, their matbeis go throughout the world. And the Persians are also famous for making these ksharim and the melchomis and blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But the word chashiva over here means oskerechent. Oskerechent means enumerated by name. How come we talk about the Romans and the Persians by name, and the other umays we just say, and all the other umas ha'olam? Why don't we go and say now, the English and the French and the Germans and the this and the that and the blah, 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 blah. The more meshum dehanach mashchi b'malchusayu adi osi mishicha. Because these two, the Romans and the Persians, they will have their malchus all the way till the end of time, until Mashiach comes. Well, all the others will just be footnotes of history. History majors are learning medieval and Renaissance history. Mm-hmm. We'll learn about this country and this Umas HaOlam, but there are none of them left today. Okay, so now we're continuing again the dialogue, kaviyoch, between the Rabbeinu Shalom and these Umas HaOlam. You're asking mi v'chem or mi v'hem yagetzois. Who is the one that can say that we were mekayim the Torah, that we learned Torah, that we fulfilled the Torah? If you'd have offered it to us, maybe we'd have been the Kabbalit. Maybe we'd have done a better job than the Jews. So what do you have tightness on us that we didn't do anything with the Torah? Can the Umas HaOlam really say that? Baksiv doesn't say in the Pasuk, Bayoimar, Hashem Misinaibo, Besarach Miseir, Lomoi, Baksiv, Elikami, Teiman Yavai. So the Pasuk is talking about Hashem Misinaibo, Kodesh Baruch Hu is coming from, or to Sinai, for giving the Torah, and he comes from Seir and from Taimon. What's the Kodesh Baruch Hu doing in Seir and Taimon? He's taking a vacation before giving the Torah. No, my boy be Seir, my boy be Paran. Rabbi Yochanan Malam Shechsira, Kodesh Baruch Hu al kol umah v'loshen v'lo kiblua. Kodesh Baruch Hu first offered it to all the other nations, and they turned it down. We all know the famous Medrash about Leisirtzach, Leisinuf, Leisignoif. I can't live without Ritzich. I can't live without Niuf, etc. Anyway, so it was offered to them, and they turned it down. Ad Shabbat Yisrael, and they said, Nasa v'nishma v'kibluah, and they were mekabel the Torah. Mm-hmm. Oh, so there is a, don't tell me that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't offer it, that we weren't mekabel. Hashem offered it, and you were not mekabel. So to my lohachi ami, you're right. I made a mistake. Their argument is, klum kibalnua v'lekiamnua, did we accept the Torah and not be Mekayim?
Uh-huh.
Had we been Mekabel, we'd been Mekayim. Yeah. Lamai say we weren't Mekabel, and therefore we were not Mekayim. So don't have tainus on us. Mm-hmm. So, the argument that destroys your argument is direct. And that is, what are you saying? We weren't Mekabel, and that's why we're not Mekayim. Chevra, Amayli Kibbel do it. So, Taka, why weren't you Mekabel? Why didn't you do like the Yidin? And also say, if not Nasim and Ishma, why weren't you Mekabel Torah? So what's their argument? They say, Rabbi Yishlan, Klum kefisa leina harki gizu v'loi kemamnua, kemoisha sisa liYisrael. If you would have put a mountain over our heads too, oh, you would have seen how much we would have run to be mekabel. Tichsiv, how do we know that Klal Yisrael, they had kefisa leina harki gizu? It says, impossible, yisyasu betachta sahar. So poshim, that means towards the bottom, at the bottom of the mountain. But the Gemara learns it literally. He took the mountain, he uprooted it, put it over their heads like a gigas. Gigas means like a large barrel. The Omelahem, im atem kamlas atoyra mutav, im lav, shom teik vunaschem. Either the Mekabal atoyra, otherwise chas v'sholem, this will be your final resting place. V'yad, imelam b'kadosh baruch hu. Period. So therefore, this is the taina now of the Ummas HaOlam. If you would have taken the Harki Gigas over our heads, a barrel, not only we would have drunk the beer in the barrel, but also we would also be mekabel the taina. So don't have tainas in us.
This is where we get the expression, holding something over
holding something over someone's head, or having him over the barrel.
Right.
Good.
And the barrel's over them.
But here's the barrel's over them. The Nahapachu. So I'm a Mekadosh Baruch Hu, Harishoynis Yashmirunu. I'll tell you why you didn't accept the Torah, why I didn't put the Harki Gigas over you, because I can bring you proof from prior experiences. What's the prior experience? Shenema v'rishonis yashmi unu. Again, that's the same pasuk that we've been quoting throughout. Kol goyim nikpsu yachtov. V'yos v'lo'umen mi v'hem yagid zois v'rishonis yashmi unu. What's v'rishonis yashmi unu? Sheva mitzvah shikibaltem heichem kiyamtem. After all, the Bnei Noach accepted the Noachide laws, and that's why they're called Shemitz Bnei Noach. Why aren't you mekayim those? Where do we see in the Torah that they were not mekayim it? The Tanya of Yosef, Omer v'yimoided eretz, ro'a v'yater goyim. What means ro'a v'yater goyim? My ro'a, says the Gemara, ro'a means a Kaddish Baruch Hu, kaviyochu, so'a ro'a zayin mitzvah, shekibul aleim Bnei Noach, v'loi kaimum. He saw that they weren't being mekayim it. V'kimish loi kaimum. Omad v'hitiron lehem. That's the ro'a v'yater goyim. He saw they weren't being mekayim it, and then the Kaddish Baruch Hu was matir it. Matir means it's no longer a requirement for the goyim. Frey Timura, is kure isker? They're getting schar for their non-fulfillment. Emkein matzino choyten isker. What you're going to tell all the criminals? Since all you criminals are not doing anything, you're not doing what you're supposed to anyway, you're not doing tshuva, you know what?
Go free.
Sounds like exactly.
Total asylum, everything is free, everybody's pardoned. If you can't do tshuva, you can't repent, okay, so you go free. Does that make sense? It's good, it's good. No, Omer Mar Breda Vina, Loimar, it's come to tell you, Sha'avu Bisha Mekayim, and I said, even if they are Mekayim, the Torah, Ein Mekam Aleim Schar. That Vayata means the Kodesh Baruch Hu removes from the table the Schar, he's matter it, he doesn't tie down the Schar, takes it away. They don't get schar, even if they do. Really?
Why not?
Okay, well, let's see. Frank Demore Veloy said, I could stop over here, but then everybody would say, sounds like discrimination. Again, why don't they get schar if they're Mekayim the Torah? So Demore Batanya, we have a bright, so you're a mayor, Oimer, Minayin Shafila Oibikachom, the Oisik Batorah, if you have a koi that's learning Torah, Shehu Kikoyin Godel, he's like the highest priest, the Kohen Gadol, the Talmud Limits in the Pasuk. Ashiyasa Oisim Ha'odam V'chai Behem. It doesn't say Kohanim Levim Yisrael Loinem. Elo Odam Ha'lamadat Shafila V'chom Ba'is V'chayra Haru Kohen Gadol. He's really exalted, elevated like the Kohen Gadol. So what are you telling me? They don't get schar. Elo Loimalach. Since they did not accept either the Shem Mitzvah B'nei Noach and not the Torah, Loimach She'im Mekam Aleim Schar Ki Mitzvah V'oise. They do get schar, but not on the same level of the Eden that are mitzuvah oisa. Yom Reb Chanina, Goyim mitzuvah oisa, Yoisa Mishayin mitzuvah oisa. A person who is a mitzuvah oisa, he's commanded, he does the mitzvahs, he gets more schar than the person who is not mitzuvah oisa. Now you say to yourself, it should be the other way around. Someone does a volunteer work, he should get more schar than someone that is required. Oh, he's a good schar. So this is a famous toisus over here. It's a short toisus. See the fourth toisus on the omen. It's about halfway down. Godel mitzvah oisa. Pishman neshu doyik tomid levatel yitzroi ulekayim mitzvahs boire. 24 hours he has that anxiety. I have to go to shul in the morning. I have to put on my tefillin. I have to daven. I have to learn my davening. He's constantly on his mind. He's doeg. He's constantly worried. When am I going to do the mitzvahs? When does shachar start? When will I get there? Will I be there before Bachshom? I'll be after that. Everything that he's a constant diet. as far as the goy is concerned, if he decides to come to davening, there's no pressure on him. You come, you don't come. So therefore, God al mitzvah oisa, yoisa misha ein mitzvah oisa. We continue to meet him tomorrow. Have a good night.